Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm DMC in the place to be. I go to St. John's University. And since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade, I went straight to college. I'm like
BT is down back on the fan. Hop hitting you with all the feels, right, BT?
That's a good pull right there, Hoppy. Go to St. John's University.
Oh, the Johnny's giving me goosebumps. St. John's nice. Will be at it tonight, 9:45. Schedule tip probably be after that. What is your – Evan just brought in the pizza, by the way. So there's people are enjoying ourselves having some pizza out here. What is your plan for the day as far as the – because you got to be up late tonight. You got the game going on. You got to be ready for that. But it's way early. So how are you planning on attacking your meals today?
Yeah, it's not very exciting in terms of that. I will probably – like right after the show, I'll go back. I'll probably get a little workout in. Nothing nuts. Just a little cardio. Just something.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Did you eat breakfast already today?
I had a cup of coffee, bottle of water, and a muffin.
Okay. I mean,
not a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And usually, usually about now, you'd be going back to the vending machine getting those Cheetos.
But I didn't tell you true. What I didn't tell you what I scarfed down last night around 10:30, which is why I kind of went a little light this morning. Massive hamburger, 10 sloppy wings when I got to the hotel. You know, so I went a little light this morning. So I'll just probably, you know, I'll go back to the room. I'll do a little more research. I'll do, you know, a light workout, put the games on, maybe take a nap. This is where I'm very envious of people who could just fall asleep in the middle of the day. I am physically unable to do it. I can barely shut my mind off when it's really time to go to bed at night. There's no way I could take a power nap. I wish. So I'm just going to be watching hoops and get ready, man.
Now, but are you a light eater on game day? Like, forget last night, doesn't really matter. Because for me, like, as much as I want to have some pizza, I just can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do the show the right way, I feel like. And then I got TV afterward. Mm. Like, those are days where, now, if I were on the couch, believe me, I'd house three pies. No big deal.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when I'm working and then you got the game, that's what I'm saying. You got to stay up late. You got to have the energy. Are you going lighter for the meals throughout the course of the day?
I probably will. You know, it's funny. I don't really eat a ton during the day. I mean, like, I've told you, when I get home, I like to make a shake, and I just kind of, you know, that'll grind me through for a couple of bananas, some blueberries, strawberries, a little kale, a little peanut butter, and it'll be huge, and I'll hammer it down, and then probably 30 minutes later, I'll be going to the bathroom, but it will at least satisfy my, you know, my crave, like my hunger pains. I don't eat a ton. My problem, Sal, and I've told you this, my problem is, you know, when the kid, like, Jen's like, you want to eat? And of course, I'm going to have dinner. Like, we had salmon the other night before I left. And we eat fairly well. My issue, though, is when the kids are in bed, daddy showered, mommy, daddy laying in bed, watching games, watching the news, whatever we're doing. For some reason, you know, after I've been pretty regimented and disciplined all day, I will walk downstairs when it's pitch black at around 10:20, and I'll hammer some pretzels, some potato chips, some Starburst.
Late night snacker. I've been there before. And by the way, who do you think was first to the pizza?
Maresh.
Nope, he's not here yet.
Hoff.
Hoff, how many have you had so far?
Two.
All right. I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, he's a grown man.
It was brought here like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Is there any left out there? I saw that there were three pies that Evan brought.
Three.
There's some slices.
They were concerned. Evan was saying that him and Tiki were concerned that maybe nobody was going to eat it, you know, because it's not as many people as it used to be back in the newsroom back in the old days where Mike would buy like 10 pies or whatever and they'd go, you know, prior to the 2 p.m. tip-off probably. So they brought three pies but were concerned that the food is going to be left out there. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Are you kidding with the vultures running around our station? What, did the engineering department come over yet? The sales? That's going to be gone in 10 minutes.
I agree with you. I think it is going to go. And like we said, Hoff has already helped himself to two. All right, BT and Sal, the fan. Greg is calling from Morristown, New Jersey. What's up, Greg?
Boys, great show on a great day.
Yeah, there you go, Greg.
You are incredible. All right, let's set the scene. You said it before. Super Bowl, boring, pregame shows. Today, I mean, I'm off today. Tomorrow, Monday, I'm off. Recovery day. I pick up my brother in about an hour at the airport. Stop by South Orange, New Jersey, Reservoir Pizza. Woo-hoo-hoo! 3 to 4 pies. Stop at Buddy's Bar, home of the Seton Hall Pirates, NIT champion Pirates. Get a little cold, tasty beverage while waiting for the pies. Back up to my place in Flanders. Then the older brother meets, tells us, you know, I've been eating healthy, as he's on his eighth row of eating healthy. Your wife's not here. We know how you eat. Cousin Maddie comes over. Cards and games all night.
Nice.
Tasty, tasty, tasty. Now, one last thing before I get off, because this is tremendous. I am a Cleveland Indian fan. I don't want to change topics, but I felt awful when the Yankees got those guys hurt. I don't want anyone injured. But Jose Ramirez will be hitting.
Greg, I'm still looking for Ramirez. Thank you for the call. That was an awesome call. I'm still looking for Ramirez to do something. He was absent in the postseason. Best hitter, most dangerous hitter. My ass. Ramirez didn't do squat in the postseason.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Other than that, I love that, Cole BT. That's the energy we want today.
I'll tell you, the only problem with that.
Yes.
Now, he's a Seton Hall guy, but I know he's going to watch it all. If you have that energy this early and you're a St. John's fan, do you definitely make it to the game?
Right. I mean, that's the type of energy you want, though. How about this? Find out. That's what you want. You want to pick up that energy now and see if you can keep it up. Maybe there'll be a little lull around 3-4, but I think you get it ramped back up for the late games.
Yeah.
That's what everybody should be you doing today?
Yeah.
Stuffing your face with pizza or whatever it is that you want to eat. A little cold beverages. For me, I'd go Surfside. You could go whatever you'd like. I would recommend Surfside. Yeah, you watch all these games all day long. That's what it's about. That's living. Why did I get married?
Can you imagine if you, and you'll probably see us, me and Mink, because we'll be right next to the St. John's bench, which is nice. Unlike at the Garden, and it's not a knock. It's just the way they set it up at the Garden. We're pretty high, but now we're back on the floor. Imagine if you just see me sitting there with a Surfside calling the game tonight.
I mean, probably wouldn't be the first time somebody did that, although now, obviously, the rules are a lot tighter. Al is in Keyport. What's up, Al?
What's happening? Thanks for the call, Sal and Brandon. Brandon, nice for you tonight. You know, good luck in everything, doing
Thank
your
you,
thing
Al.
Up there.
Thanks, buddy.
And what I call for is, like, how do they control the animosity between the guys who are really good getting paid, especially like in football, where the guy's blocking for the quarterback is getting $1 million, and the guy's on the line. Do they all get paid? What is the story with that?
All right, obviously. That's actually an outstanding question. How do you maintain harmony when there's a disparity in the payroll is basically what you're saying. So, number one, I think it's something that, it's not nearly as public as you might think. I remember Sim Wilcher, was this on the Red Storm Report or on the Vice Show? I think it was on the Vice Show, where Sim was asked about this, and he said, we don't talk about that. And I believe him. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some teams to talk about that, you know, it's a focal point that can lead to some disruptions. That doesn't mean that on some teams around the country, once you find out what your teammate's making and you think you're better, you're hitting the portal no matter what, or midseason, your agent, your parents are demanding more money. Like, it can definitely get messy, but I think it really starts at the top. And when you have a professional like Rick Pitino and a hierarchy like St. John's has in place now, the new structure, as long as you recruit the right kids and you pay the stars the right money, listen, game those game, man. I mean, if you're the seventh man on the team, if you think you should be getting more than Kadari or Zuby or RJ, you're out of your mind. You just don't.
But I think you could also use that example for every really aspect of life, but also just professional sports, right? Like, why wouldn't whoever, Pete Alonso versus Juan Soto. If Pete Alonso feels like he's better, oh, how come Soto's getting $765 and you wouldn't even give me, you know, more than 3 years, whatever it may be. I mean, you could add that college to it now because these guys get paid, but I don't think that's anything new as far as locker room dynamics or maybe some guys being jealous of others, but also you have to understand your place, be self-aware. You know, Kadari Richmond going to get paid more than the next guy, or Lewis Jr. is going to get paid more than the next guy because he's just better, and I would think you'd have to accept that, right?
Yeah, you do, or you got to transfer, or you got to get better,
yeah.
Then you've got to increase your value. Hey, listen, jealousy's been around as long as man's been roaming the earth. That's just the way it is. Now, you know, if you're a player and you're flaunting it, I don't mean with a car or a money clip, not like my Costanza wallet, but like a modern money clip here. You know, I mean, and you carry yourself with a certain arrogance. Is that going to be a turnoff to certain teammates? Sure. But I think the difference from the pros to the collegiate level, you use the Soto Alonso example. All right. So first of all, the amount of money that Pete has already made is multi-generational. If you're getting $150,000 at a Big East school, then you're, say, the fifth starter versus $900,000 or 1.5 in the SEC. Like, even the 1.5, when you get taxed out, is half. You're talking about $800,000, just about. So it's not, it enhances your life, but it's not life-altering money. So I think, and I use this term, obviously, loosely, it's not enough money to create generational wealth. So I think when you're generational wealthy, like Pete is already, even though Alonso's got basically $800 million coming to him, I think jealousy has a way to erode a little bit. It doesn't manifest itself as much, I don't think.
Because it doesn't matter. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
You're already loaded. All right, BT and Sal on the Fed will come back, get you down with the King. Topic of the day is games are about to tip off. March Madness, the Johnnies later on tonight. There is excitement in the air as this is a big story we've been following for the last several weeks, if not months. If you're a Johnnies fan, you know more than that about it, where they're at. But now, BT, it is go time for St. John's. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.